This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It's better than the first, but that's not saying much. This is your IGN review of Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2 by Matt Donato. Pooh and the gang take another crack at the horror genre in Rhys Frake Waterfield's Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2, a slasher sequel to last year's critically panned yet surprisingly lucrative public domain slasher. The monster makeup has improved and the production values have been upped, both likely results of an increased budget, but the film can't shake problems that bleed over from its inferior predecessor. The digital effects still lack polish, and it takes itself way too seriously for a B-movie about the residents of the 100-acre wood going on a killing spree. Then there's the biggest bother of them all. For all of its amusing ambitions and plans for a full cinematic universe of ruined, copyright-free childhood memories, Blood and Honey 2 is still a clunky execution of a provocative premise. Blood and Honey 2 heightens the stakes by introducing a feathery ringleader in Owl, played by Marcus Massey, and the razor-clawed berserker known as Tigger, played by Lewis Santer. More of A.A. Milne and E.H. Shepard's legacy characters join in on the slaughtering, and they're better outfitted compared to the janky rubber masks their pals wore last time. The villains now look more like human-animal hybrids. Winnie the Pooh, played by Ryan Oliva, resembles a yellow-skinned, pot-bellied Slender Man, while plump little Piglet, played by Eddie McKenzie, could be a match for John Leguizamo in the Spawn movie. The costume fittings and makeup applications are nowhere near as atrocious this time around, with Owl looking like a distant cousin to Power Rangers adversary Ivan Ooze, and I say that with love. Keying into the sadness that might come from being shunned for telling wild stories about rampaging, honey-loving beasts, Scott Chambers delivers one of the better performances in Blood and Honey 2. Replacing original Christopher Robin actor Nikolai Leon, Chambers embodies Christopher's boyish nature and brings a sensitive stability to a character who can't escape the judging eyes of his skeptical neighbors. Without Pooh or Piglet in custody, the people of Ashdown have no reason to believe his seemingly far-fetched account of what went down in those woods. Screenwriter Matt Leslie could have Christopher claim "I told you so" when Pooh and company resurface, but he goes in the opposite direction, which serves Chambers' soft and sorrowful portrayal of a protective big brother and son. The sequel's slasher hilarity is cranked up a couple notches higher, reportedly inspired by the reigning king of 2020 splatter, Terrifier 2. That means the body count easily doubles, if not triples, thanks in no small part to a salacious, neon-bathed warehouse rave that's violently interrupted by Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. Credited gore designer Sean Harrison displays a thousand ways to die as scantily clad partiers meet supremely messy fates that include decapitation, dismemberment, oven roasting, and eyeball consumption. There's a disturbingly playful anticipation when it comes to Blood and Honey 2's death scenes, which keep pushing to be anything but generic slasher kills. Winnie the Pooh wields an electric drill and a flaming chainsaw, while Tigger sashimis flesh with his claws, and let's not forget Owl's acidic upchuck attack. That said, Terrifier 2 need not worry about losing its crown of entrails. Blood and Honey 2 leans too frequently on unfortunate digital touch-ups when more blood splatter is needed or, in one egregious instance, hands reaching out of a tunnel entrance. The expert craftsmanship on display is squandered whenever animation creeps into the shot. Special effects supervisor Paula Ann Booker manages some spectacular slasher effects, but also delivers unforgivable digital flames and pixelated red mist that would feel more at home in Half-Life 2. It doesn't help that Vince Knight's cinematography regresses to the previous film's dependence on shaky cam. The picture quality here is undoubtedly crisper and a powerful indication of the increased budget. Wind steady, but Knight can't stop himself from jostling the frame at the worst times, which takes the luster out of certain effects. Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2 doubles down on a smorgasbord of satisfying slasher kills, employing some gumption and gnarliness in pursuit of a sick, twisted, and self-aware horror curveball. Rhys Frake Waterfield's sequel looks infinitely better, and with 10 times the budget, it ought to, but that doesn't excuse the many flaws it inherited from the first 100-acre horror flick. Blood and Honey 2 is a story that craves substance beyond Winnie the Pooh decapitating ravers. It boasts a nastier midnight movie appeal, radical practical effects, and a brisk 90-minute runtime. It's a shaky first step for Frake Waterfield's proposed Pooniverse concept, but it's a step in the right direction. Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2's IGN score? 6. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.